Tigers at Indians fans showing their support for manager Terry Francona. Not with the team on Friday. Top two, it's an ex-Indian that has a milestone moment.
First base side, the strike one, swinging a line drive softly into left, and that will drop for a base hit. Victor Martinez, it seems appropriate, opposite field single, and that is career hit number 2,000 here in Cleveland, and you'll hear this crowd react in just a moment.
And you know what, is apropos, he would get it here. This is where he played most of his play. That's congratulations to him. He's been a great hitter, no question about it. That's quite a record.
Trouble here in the third. This is swinging a long fly ball deep to right field and gone.
Nice.
Lonnie Chisenhall crushes it to right. Number 12. And man, does this game take on a different look. 5-0 Indians.
Well, that was a big buggy whip there. That was a breaking ball, curveball, I think, that was right in his happy zone, and he did not miss it at all. I would say that was 15 rows, 20 rows up in right field.
Swing and a miss on what else?
Oh, man.
Another slider. So there's a perfect inning in terms of strikeouts. 9 pitches, 3 strikeouts, and each one was on a third pitch slider.
That, you don't see that very often. I mean, really, that is some inning.
9 pitches, strikes out the side.
Yikes.
There's a swing and a high fly ball at the bat of Bradley Zimmer, deep to center. Mata going back, looking up, and it's gone, a home run.
Yikes.
Bradley Zimmer, lefty on lefty. The 1-1, swinging the line drive, fair ball down the right field line off the bat of Lindor. That's going to score 2. Gomes in, Kipnis in, on his way to third. Lindor, throw will not be in time. Stand-up triple produces 2 runs for the Indians. They've blown it open. It's now 8-2.
The Indians win on Friday in a big way, 11-2 over Detroit. Carlos Carrasco wins. He's now 10-3. He's 5-0 over his last 6 starts. He beats the Tigers for his second straight start to improve to 3-1 against them this year. The Tigers give up a couple of big innings en route to losing 11-2 in Cleveland on Friday. Afterwards, here's Detroit manager Brad Ausmus.
Well, I mean, the five-run inning, what was it, the third inning? Yeah, the 5-run third. When you got Carrasco on the other side, that's tough to make up. He's a very good, one of the best pitchers in the American League, and it's tough to make up for 5 runs when he's on the mound.
Jordan was pitching okay to that point. Did face 8 batters, 5 runs in the third. What changed for him in that inning?
I'm not sure I could put my finger on it, but generally speaking, when he's gotten in trouble, his slider is flattened out, or he's missed with his fastball. But I couldn't tell you exactly what the damage was done on.
Overall, certainly he's not going to be excited, or pleased with only lasting 3 innings. Overall, how would you assess his start?
I mean, I don't.
He pitched well recently as well.
Yeah, he's pitched well recently, but certainly this wasn't obviously one of those more recent better starts that we've seen.
You mentioned Carrasco pitched well against you guys all season. What is it that makes him so tough, or what made him so tough tonight?
Tonight he had his fastball command even better than last time. He had fastball command, and his slider is always tough on right-handed hitters, and we got a lot of right-handed hitters. So, he's been tough on us going back into last year as well. And he's a good pitcher.
Season high 11 strikeouts for Carrasco tonight. Were you pleased with your plate approach, for the most part against him?
It wasn't the approach. The guy was good tonight.
You had to go to your bullpen early on. Overall, we could go through each guy, but I won't do that to you. But as far as overall, what do you think your bullpen was able to give you?
We got through the end of the game. We need to throw more strikes, especially to a good offensive club like the Indians. You can't get behind counts. You can't be 2-0, 3-1 all the time. You got to get ahead. You got to throw strikes. We didn't do a good job of throwing strikes.
Lost in tonight's game was Victor Martinez's milestone. Could you just comment on that? I know we talked to you before the game, but for him to do what he did tonight.
I mean, 2,000 hits is special. There's not a lot of people that can say they got 2,000 major league hits, and he probably grinded out every single one of those at-bats to get those 2,000 hits with his approach, and it's something that he should be proud of, and it's a silver lining to the game because the guys were all very happy for him.
Thank you, Brett.
All right.
It's a pair of right-handers on Saturday with Justin Verlander pitching for the Tigers against Mike Clevinger of Cleveland.